While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Let us pray. Dear God, we are thankful for the community which Jesus, your Son, brought into being. We ask that we have the continuing Spirit to be faithful members of that community. In Jesus' name, amen. It's now time for our kids' corner. Kids, come on down.
Good morning, everybody. Let's look around the church. Don't you think we have a pretty church? We have a brown wood wall over there. We have wall hangings. At the very end, we have a balcony with a beautiful, beautiful stained glass window. Over here, we have stained glass windows. Don't you think we are lucky to have such a beautiful church? Well, I want to show you something. We live in Benton County, and I tore this sheet out of Benton County paper last week, and I counted all the churches on it. There's 61 churches in Benton County, so we aren't the only lucky ones. There's 61 other churches with lucky people. And you know, Benton County is in the state of Missouri. Well, the state of Missouri is in the United States. And would a couple of you children kind of open this map and show everybody how big the United States is? Okay, you're opening it now. Okay, we've got it upside down, which we can't have. Okay, now like this. Okay, now look, here's the state of Missouri over here. And if we have 61 churches right here in Benton County, how many do you think we have in Missouri? I don't know, because I couldn't find out. I had no way to find out. And since we're only this big in the whole United States, how many churches do you think we have in the United States? Thousands and thousands. So, no, I don't think a million, but thousands and thousands. So don't you think we are very, very lucky to live in a country where we have so many beautiful churches? Well, somebody was helping me here, and he decided to go sit down elsewhere. Anyway, not every place in the world. I wish I had a great big world map, but all I had was some small ones at home. If on a great big world map, we would see some countries where the people weren't as lucky as we are. Places where the governments don't like churches, and then places where people are too poor to build churches. So when you take your cups and you get money for missionaries, the missionaries go, or for missions rather, the missionaries use part of that money to build churches and to make other people as lucky as we are. Should we all bow our heads now and say a little prayer and tell God how thankful we are? Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we live in such a beautiful country and a place where we do have the freedom to go to church and to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.